Hello once again, listener. Just hope you're okay. Welcome to the program. Of course, it's a program that features Kenyan artists and their works. I look at what we've lined up for you today. On the gospel scene, we have Kate Msanii. And of course, not forgetting, she used to be called Anushka. This time around, her showbiz name is Chadi. I'm John Obongo Jr. On the controls is Noela Musungu. Karibu. Now, welcome to the program. Have the pleasure of talking to Chadi.
Asante, John.
This is Chadi. The name is Chadi.
Now it's Chadi.
I used to know you Anushka.
That's correct. It's my real name is Anushka.
Anushka, yes.
My stage name now is Chadi.
Chadi. Why now? Why did you change?
Because something happened in my journey in life. I was in Watamu and I ended up crowdfunding money to help 600 of the poorest children there to get school desks because they were not taken seriously by the community. And I also crowdfunded for them uniforms and drinking water for a year.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so the Giriyama community was so grateful. Because, you know, I reached out to international fan base and everything, and I was on the ground for 3 months monitoring everything for transparency. So truly the donors would know where the money was going.
Transparency.
I was on it myself on the ground for 3 months to get this done. And they were so grateful. They gave me my first African name and they said Chadi. And I've been told it means hardworking woman. I just want to say, I was hoping they're going to give me something sexy and edgy, like the most beautiful woman in Kenya, the most beautiful for Mzungu, hot and heavy. But no, I got hardworking woman.
Which you like too.
Look, it's a name that comes with blessings. Mm-hmm. I was also at a crossroads in my life as an artist. I was getting a little bit bored with my former, the kind of music that I've always been doing traditionally is acoustic guitar based.
I know.
But I started becoming an urban dancer around this time. And I started getting more exposed to, you know, I was more inspired now of working with computer based as well as acoustic.
Before we continue, Chadi, let's listen to the first track, which is Shine.
Shine.
Mimi nimechoka, a lot my soul so weary. Every day is a hustle, don't know how much more I can carry. Kulipa kodi kuweka chakula mezani. Ninatamani sing. Forget everything and shine. Ahebu angaza, uzifichi mwangaza wako. Don't hide your light. Sun will rise, Nina Jua, dry tears from your eyes, and you will see our song chase shadows away. Nitakuona ukitabasamu, you could find love even in a matatu. Hey, hey, on an ordinary day, so shine. More in me, colors to be set free, so much I could be. Everything will be up. truth. Yeah, you just keep on doing what you do and shine. Be you, stay true. Yeah, you just keep on doing what you do and shine. Be you, stay true. Yeah, you just keep on doing what you do and shine. Yeah, shine. Just shine.
What's shining here?
Okay, so Shine is a song that is dedicated to the ordinary everyday hero, the person who's struggling on the street, the man pushing the wheelbarrow, trying to put food on the table, the mama who's got three kids who's going down to the river to wash clothes to try to earn a living, the hidden people, the man who's got, you know, physical handicaps who's begging on the street. Shine is my song to honor those unseen people in mm-hmm. the world, whether they are in Kenya or abroad. But it's the one that resonates with me it's for them.
Okay. Yes, Chadi, maybe guys would like to know, who is this Chadi? How did it all start? I mean, how did you get here to
Kenya or to my journey?
The journey, all in all, the journey, how has it been? How did it all start?
My journey,
musically.
I'm very blessed because my journey was sort of a given for me. It's not something that makes sense logically in terms of making money and things like that, but it's always felt very authentic to me. I started by singing. I was a lonely child because we moved a lot, and I started by just singing.
Lonely?
I was lonely.
Meaning?
Lonely. I was very lonely because my family was always moving. We were very nomadic in my upbringing. So I was always at a new school. I was always the new kid on the block. People made fun of me. They bullied me. I was never having time to make friends because
because every time you're out.
We are leaving. Mm. Yeah, we were moving because my father was a doctor in the American military. Oh. So they move you. You move all the time to different countries, new states, new schools. So, because I was so lonely, I developed my imagination. So I had imaginary friends, and I would sing to them, and they loved me.
Imaginary ones.
Oh, yeah, they loved me. They thought I was great.
Okay. Nawewe. What's about Nawewe?
So, Nawewe is a love song that I wrote. Actually, I wrote it 2 years ago in Kenya, but I didn't have the chance to get the proper recording for it until this year with Dilly. It's a love song, and it was inspired by a crush I had on a Kenyan man.
You had a crush?
I did.
What happened?
I just don't
long
think...
Long story.
Yes, one will really confuse you.
Okay, right.
I don't think that's a sound bite.
Okay, fine. Right, okay.
But let me just say on the video, so there's a video, and I would love if your listeners will go and watch Chadi Nawewe on YouTube. The video, for me, is quite important because...
But before we get to that, let's now listen to Nawewe.
Oh, how I want to get over you, but it's turning out to be so hard to do. Memories keep on getting in my way. Yeah. yetu, ukuduleta pamoja. Oh, you can get lost when love calls your name. The wind will lead us back again.
Tembea na mimi, kama nikuite mami, twende kwa dadi, atugawie mali, twende nyumbani, tuishi kwa amani.
From the sea to the sky, I should be walking beside and now we
Who is this Dilly?
Dilly is one of your leading producers, I believe. He's, as I understand it, about 70 to 80% of the music on Kenyan radio right now is produced by him. Mm. He's a lovely guy.
Is he the one who's produced the first two songs we've listened to?
Yes, he's produced Shine and Now Wewe. And now we are working, I'm actually going to him later today to finish Kwanini. I'll send it to you as soon as it's done. Mm. He's a fantastic producer. He's got all the qualities I think are great in a producer. He's very detail-oriented. He's extremely versatile and musical. And he's a very humble spirit.
Oh, great.
And very generous. He's also mentoring a lot of Kenyan talent. He's truly, I really enjoy working with him. And I'm hoping to help the music we do travel abroad.
That's great. Okay, let's get back to yourself. You have yet to tell us more about how you got here.
Kenya, I started coming the first time in 1999, 16 years ago, because of my mother. She's always doing the craziest things. She and her husband fell in love with Kenya, and they have a vacation home on the coast. So I started coming to visit them. And my mother started a very small nonprofit in America that collects school fees for some of the poorer children in Malindi. So I started, as I was coming to visit, I started to get exposed to the education challenges here, the questions of poverty. And ever since then, I've been very engaged in that.
Musically?
And musically. So I was hiding out on the coast in Malindi, and I had no one in the music business to talk to, and I hadn't been to Nairobi until 2013. Somebody introduced me to Teddy B. And he said, "Ah, you're a musician. Come record something."
That
was 2013. That was my opening. In those days, we were sitting in satellite in a small room and the goats were walking outside.
Goats?
Yes.
Goats.
And everybody was staring at me as I would arrive. We had one small room in satellite there. And it was amazing. And he worked on this little notebook computer and we did the first album. And that's when I pioneered this style, this Swahili English fusion thing style. And then I exported it to America. I won some awards there, got nominated in some quite big awards.
Okay, let's listen to the next one, which is Holding On.
Yes.
This has been produced by yourself.
This is my own production. I produce it in Logic. And then I'm also a producer in urban and R&B styles. When I'm doing my own productions, I produce them at home. I also work a lot with musicians online. So I get a bass player in Canada to send me his track. Then I send everything to Miami to Grammy-nominated Bo Vallis, who's a very big mixer, and he mixes it for radio for me and then goes on air.
And here is Holding On by my guest today, who is Chadi
Sawa.
Between the reason and the rhyme, what a man like that is a man of mine. strong. Nobody said it has to last forever. So I'm holding on. I don't think it's wrong if I'm not that strong. Sometimes things get bad before they get better. So he's from the wrong side of the tracks. So I try not to think about that and relax because of the way he makes me feel. Who is perfect in everything they say and do, but you know perfection's never real.
I know. So I'm holding on, I don't think it's wrong if I'm not that strong.
Nobody said it has to last forever.
So I'm holding on, I don't think it's wrong if I'm not that strong.
Sometimes things get bad before they get better.
There's been times when I lost my mind, but I've been putting in overtime. You're my star, so I'm trying to get you these diamonds that will help you shine. That will help you shine. Got me putting overtime. Got me putting overtime. So I'm holding on, I don't think it's wrong if I'm not that strong. Strong.
Sometimes things get bad before they get better.
So I'm holding on, I don't think it's wrong if I'm not that strong.
Nobody said it has to last forever.
So I'm holding on, I don't think it's wrong if I'm not that strong.
Sometimes things get bad before they get better.
So he's from the wrong side of the track, so try not to think about that and relax because of the way he makes me feel.
Karibu sana Chadi. Now you are talking about, you talked about Dili, you talked about this guy, what's his name, the guy you are living with in Satellite?
Oh, Teddy B, who I was recording with in Satellite, mm-hmm. The first album.
Okay, and you are working with other artists apart from Dili and Teddy B, are you?
Well, Dili and Teddy B are producers.
Okay.
So I work with them primarily as producers.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking forward now to start working with other artists. Yes. Mm-hmm. For instance, Nawewe features Maga. That's mm-hmm. Stevie from Red Acapella.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in at the end there. Holding On features an Emmy Award-winning poet, spoken poet in America.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I try to incorporate all these interesting other artists in cameo appearances in my works.
Mm-hmm. So far, do you understand Swahili? Unaelewa Kiswahili?
Ay, ninasema kidogo, lakini it's not enough for interviews.
It's not enough.
Because all my Swahili tapes are like, ungependa kunwa kikombe cha chai na mimi?
That's good, fantastic.
Swahili.
That's good.
Okay, badai?
Yeah.
Ninatuwana badai.
Tuonane badai.
So my Swahili is more about sitting down and thinking carefully and then putting it together.
So you're talking about your parents. You are with your parents. But are they still here?
So no, they are actually based in America. They come here for vacation.
Oh, yes. So they left you and went back?
Oh, I'm here. Yes, I've been here alone a lot. When I first came to Nairobi to record, I was here on my own. It was very strange, actually.
So you're in love with Kenya now?
I love Kenya. It feels like home. I think there are so many challenges, but I must say, there are challenges everywhere in the world right now. That's why I believe music should bring people together.
So which challenges have you faced so far yourself as Chadi?
Okay, well, first of all, there's a few. I think one is being a white Western lady. People, when you are a white Western lady,
Mzungu.
When you are a Mzungu, like me, everybody's expecting you to give handouts. So people will even come on the street and say, hey, will you give me fees for my child? And you're like, excuse me?
The police thought that Mzungu has money.
They think it falls from my ears.
Mm.
You know, like I just go like this and I put my hands up and suddenly I'm drenched in money. Right. But this is a big problem. It's very hard to know when people really like you for who you are.
Mm.
Or when people just are trying to hustle you for something.
Mm.
And people hustle each other in Kenya all the time because life is hard.
It's hard.
So I understand why they do it, but it's a challenge for me to know who is really being truthful with me and authentic and who likes me for me.
Now, for all these years you've been since 1999, definitely you know what's happening in Kenya, right?
I do. I've been watching very closely,
mm-hmm.
yes. And I feel Kenya has so much potential that I'm very hopeful of the millennial generation that they're going to bring it on an international level, including exporting the music industry.
The way I see you.
Ah, the way you see me, John. How do you see me?
Fantastic. Beautiful. Tell us about this.
The way I see you is, as I started producing, it took me 2 years to learn how to use Logic. Mm. The Way I See You was the first song I finalized. Mm. It's an R&B song. I'm very proud of the arrangements. I've produced it. I worked very, very hard. If you like R&B with an old school vibe, a little Sade, this one's for you.
Here it is.
I'm getting ready to change my ways. Find myself in a loving place. I wanna know you. Come on and hold you. Yeah. So turn up the heat and the lights down low. Don't let anything break our flow. I would never stray from your love. We could be so bad together. We could be so
talking about taking your music abroad, bringing it back. How do you do that? Because I know guys who like to borrow a lead from you. Artists who like to know how exactly, what's Chadi talking about taking her music to America, bringing it back to Kenya?
Yes, I think the most simple answer to that is simply traveling and being my own ambassador. So in other words, when I finished the album with Teddy B, I took it to America and I promoted it within my means. I'm a shoestring artist. I don't have a huge label, you know, and multi-million sponsors behind me. So I did it on a shoestring budget. But the point is that
But you have guys you know out there.
I work with, so I'll outsource to other promoters, things like this. Yes, I will very carefully vet who I want involved in my campaigns. And I also released it in Sweden. I did a tour in Sweden promoting the album from Kenya.
Mm.
Yeah. And so I brought awareness to it in Sweden. I brought awareness to it in America. And what I'd like to tell people is that the American music scene has a huge indie scene. In other words, we have many artists who are independent, controlling their own careers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do their own promotion, they do their own releases. And I think that scene might be growing here now. And it's a good thing to do.
Why didn't you start it here yourself now that you're here?
Yes, I'm hoping to mentor. This is one thing I would love to help share my experiences in case it helps other Kenyan artists.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have got Shine Nawewe, Holding On, The Way I See You.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, there's this song called Hey Day.
Hey Day. I love Hey Day.
Why?
Because it's my favorite song I did with Teddy B. Mm-hmm. We also did Ndoto, which you liked very much, which mm-hmm. is for the children to honor the dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you that as well. But Hey Day is just an uplifting song. It's an inspirational song for anyone because my music is for everyone. I really want to bring people together,
mm-hmm.
you know. And Hey Day should be just one of those songs. I'm waiting for my Hey Day. Mm-hmm. I think we're all waiting for our Hey Day. Yeah.
Lastly, Chadi, where are you based? Are you based in Mombasa or here?
No, I'm based in Nairobi.
Oh, you're in Nairobi now.
Yes, I am in Nairobi.
Performances? No.
Not yet, because I'm working on the special pass visa, which will allow me to start actually working in Kenya long term and mentoring. Once that is in place, then I'll do that. For now, I'm still technically a visitor.
Okay. But do you think you'll get a visa?
I've been told yes, because you know I have created my company is called Song Queen, which is based in America, Song Queen Limited. And under the...
You deal with music or something
It's else? Music. It's also a fashion brand that I'm building. Yes, that I design fashion clothes based on... Yes. And then the third aspect of it is Song Queen workshops. And the workshops are specifically designed to mentor youth for youth empowerment with you teaching life skills through music. Through telling your own story, you realize how unique you are. Because I want everyone to know, no matter where you come from, no one else can do you. Your story, you have one.
I know most guys would like to interact with you. I don't know how they can.
Yes. The best way to interact is Instagram. Song Queen Music.
Song?
Queen.
Maybe you can spell that.
S-O-N-G, like Wimbo.
Song.
Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, like...
Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah, or give me the Kiswahili word, please.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm an Englishman.
Oh, sorry. Okay, so like Queen Elizabeth. Song Queen and then Music, M-U-S-I-C, on Instagram. You find me there. I'm posting daily things that are happening, interviews, my latest releases. And then if you go on YouTube, it's Chadi, C-H-A-D-I. And you can find me also at my website, chadi.info, that is www.chadi.info.
You forgot about Anushka.
But Anushka is more my old catalog. You see, that's for my old other style music. That's acoustic bass guitar, singer-songwriter.
So somebody can also get you through Anushka for...
Yes, the music is still there. It's just my new style is very different. And it's released under Chadi.
Okay, now all these songs are on Chadi or Anushka?
You can find everything under chadi.info.
Okay.
Including the fashion brand, the company, the workshops I'm developing, everything.
Thank you so much for getting the time. Chadi, I call you Chadi from now on.
Now you call me that. Yes.
Anushka? No.
You can still call me Anushka. It's just as a stage name for this music we're presenting, it's Chadi. But you're welcome to call me Anushka.
Thank you so much. And here is Hey Day by Chadi. Asante sana.
Asante sana, John.
Okay.
Feeling a little torn, feeling a little weary, yeah, feeling a little worn.